It felt great to sweat again. The outdoor sparring session wasn't the only exercise Jaina had performed since returning to the secret base at Shidu Mod, but today was the first time Silgall had allowed her to really let go, to prove to Luke and everyone else that she was ready to attack again. Jaina sprang at Zek, doubling him over with a powerful thrust kick to the gut, then dropped to her haunches and realized why when an electro staff came swinging through where her neck had been a split second earlier. She immediately spun into a squatting leg wheel, hooking her heel behind a furry stump of a leg and sweeping it forward. Lobaka roared in surprise and tried to transfer his balance to his other leg, but Jaina was already coming up on his flank, driving her shoulder into him and sending him tumbling. The electro staff came down across Zek's shoulder, emitting a sharp crackle as it discharged its immobilizing shock. Jaina slapped the flexible blade of her own staff across Lobaka's back, then heard Jag rushing in behind her and sent him flying with a back kick to the belly. Tessar was on her like a rancor, driving her back with a flurry of scaly-footed kicks and cane strikes, his dark Barabel eyes bulging with the joy of the fight. Jaina parried a head strike, blocked a gut kick by driving an elbow into his instep, then hook-trapped a blazing fast head slap and hung off his enormous arm as she swung up, wrapping her legs around his waist and shocking him three times in the ribs before his reptilian neural system registered the incapacitating jolts and finally dropped him to the grass in a heap of quivering scales. Jaina rolled over her shoulder and came up ready to face her last unzapped opponent, but Jag was still sitting on the far side of the courtyard. He was trying to catch the wind that had been knocked out of him and rubbing a red welt where he had apparently struck his forearm with his own electro staff.
"You didn't have to shock yourself," Jaina teased.
She deactivated her electro staff.
"You four want to go again?"
She looked around the courtyard perimeter, where her parents, uncle, and several masters stood watching the workout session.
"Maybe we could get Master Durin to help out."
"No more sparring today, Jedi Solo," said Silgall.
The Mon Calamari master stepped into the practice area, holding a large bioscanner in her flipper-like hands.
"Even if your injuries no longer trouble you, they are not healed."
"They're healed enough," Jaina countered. "Kydus is recuperating too, you know."
Zek rose and stepped over to Jaina.
"Okay, maybe you've got a point. But if you re-injure yourself training, where will you be then? Kydus will have healed, and you won't."
Jaina considered this, then sighed.
"You would have to be the voice of reason."
She raised her arm so Silgall could run the bioscanner over her ribs.
"All right, let's grab a set of shatter panels."
"Panels?"
Jag started toward her.
"Jaina, listen to Zek. You've got to..."
"Shatter point is a force technique, Jag, not a physical one," Luke said, speaking from the edge of the courtyard. "And Jaina does need to practice. It shouldn't aggravate her injuries." He turned to Silgall. "Right?" Silgall studied the bioscanner for a moment, then nodded.
"As long as you don't twist your body too violently, Jedi Solo."
"Thanks," Jaina said. "I won't."
As Zek and the others fetched a set of panels from the edge of the practice mat, Jaina closed her eyes and began a breathing exercise to clear her mind. A few moments later, her four sparring partners stood around her in a semicircle. Each was holding a small panel in front of him, his legs braced and his elbows locked so the panel would not move when it was struck. Jaina did not take any time to study her targets or to be certain of her strike. She simply looked at the panel in Jag's hands, a homogeny slab 5 centimeters thick. She actually saw how the force bound its cells together, how they were organized into long lines that gave the wood its grain, exactly where that grain could be split. Then she simply let her hand slide out and do it, let her fingertips touch the place she had seen. At once, she felt the force shooting through her hand as it rushed into that weak spot, shattering the bonds that had held the slab together. The homogeny did not just split, it shattered, and Jag was left holding 2 tiny fragments with a pile of slivers at his feet.
"Nice job," he said.